Governor Jim Doyle and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett have set up a school innovation and improvement council. The politicians say they're worried about ongoing academic and upcoming financial problems in MPS. Outgoing State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster says in some ways the Milwaukee school system is improving academically, but she says Milwaukee is still missing federal benchmarks under the No Child Left Behind law. So later this month, she plans to formally recommend additional changes to boost student attendance and parental involvement. She says she hopes the Improvement Council works with MPS to apply for more federal funds that are becoming available.
Because our only hope in many ways is going to be these federal funds. Let's be frank, okay? The budget isn't going to be better in another 2 years. I mean, I shouldn't be saying this here. Who am I?
The School Improvement Council includes the new president of the Milwaukee School Board, but some other board members have questioned whether the mayor and governor need to be running a second schools panel in the city. School board member Peter Blewett says he hopes the council will be helpful.
I'm taking them at their word. I'm assuming they want to help the school board, help the school district, and so I welcome that. If there's something else going on, then you need to be transparent about that. That's all I would say.
The Milwaukee Teachers Union says there should be a labor union member on the School Improvement Council. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.